of the International Secret Police.
Octopus gangster died with a promise that Speed, Clint, and Smiley would be stopped permanently on the island of Madeira. During their layover, there is nothing to indicate danger until Speed suggests that they go to the top of the island for the thrill that is famous the world over, the long slide in a sled cart down the cobblestone track. Davis, the navigator, and Mr. Felipa, a Portuguese official, accompany the secret police to the start of the slide. But once there, Davis decides not to go with the others. He complains of the cold wind, and Clint gives him his own coat and hat to wear. Just as they are about to start, a rifle shot rings out, and a second shot gets Davis. Realizing that someone is sniping at them, Clint gets both the wounded man and Felipe into the car for them, dangerously overloading it. But the slide is the only thing that might save them, and we find them hurtling down the mountainside, the sled threatening to overturn at any moment.
Think we'll make it, Clint?
I don't know, Steve. Hope for the best.
We're near the bottom, see?
How save them?
Can't tell. Well,
nobody's shooting at us anymore.
This slide level doesn't take bottom speed.
I got a feeling we're going to do a pit stop yet.
I hope not, Mr. Clint.
Look, it's beginning to level off now.
We're not losing any speed yet.
Jump, there's the end of the slide ahead. What do we do?
We're too jammed in here, Joe. We're going to hit that wall of rock head on.
Oh, no, our drivers are trying to throw us off in the track into the sand before we strike the wall.
Maybe we can help them. Everyone lunge toward the right. One, two, three.
Oh, hey!
Speed! Speed! Are you all right?
Yeah, Clint. What about the others? Smiley?
Wait till I get this sand out of my eyes and mouth, and I'll see what Sammy did.
Quick, get to Davis.
It's all right, Mr. Barlow. Nothing can hurt Mr. Davis now.
Dead?
Yes. I am sorry. He must have died just after warning us to slide to safety.
He died? Because he was wearing my coat and hat. That sniper mistook him for me. Mr. Felipe, can we get to your office right away?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, nothing like this has ever happened in Madeira. A complete investigation must be made.
Investigation? We're going to find the gun and the man that killed Davis before we leave this island.
Now, according to this relief map of the island, Mr. Felipe, this little knoll here would be a logical place for a sniper to station himself, would it not?
Judging from the direction of the shots came from, and a study of the bullet taken from Mr. Davis, I would say yes, Mr. Barlow. But I do not know if you remember or not. Probably you did not notice this knoll at all, but on it is a clump of trees. An excellent hiding place commanding a clear view of the beginning of the slide.
Yeah, with the kind of rifle that fella had, he could do plenty of damage, and did.
He must have had a telescopic rangefinder on his rifle.
Undoubtedly, Steve. That men was all set to pick us off one by one, beginning with me.
Sure. With you gone, nobody'd ever run down the Octopus Gang.
But, Mr. Barlow, are you sure this attack was from a member of this Octopus Gang?
Yes, Felipe. Ever since we left New York, they've been trying to stop us.
You see, Clint is the only man on the whole service they're really afraid of, Mr. Felipe.
Oh, nonsense, Bean. It's just that I've been on the trail of the Octopus for a long time. We're old enemies. He studied my working tactics, and I studied his. So I know what I might expect from him or his gang.
But isn't this Octopus dead? It was in the newspapers we heard, even in Madeira.
We thought he was dead, but now we're not so sure. It seems impossible that anyone but him could checkmate our every move, as has happened on this flight.
That was because we had an Octopus gangster with us as a mechanic.
What is that?
Well, we didn't know it until we reached the Azores. Then he killed himself rather than tell Clint anything about the gang.
And now, Mr. Davis. Too bad, too bad.
Yeah. What's our next move, Clint?
Easy, Smiley. I don't think the murderer will try to leave Madeira within the next few hours. He knows darn well we'll be looking for him.
You mean we're going after him or them, Clint?
Exactly. Mr. Felipe, is this knoll where the sniper hid himself? Easily accessible. How many trails lead to it?
Only one that I know of.
One? Why, there must be more than one. Never yet saw a criminal with only one way to escape. They make sure of at least two in case one gets blocked.
But this particular location is most unusual, Mr. Preston. You see, it used to be a pirate's lookout.
Pirates? Gee, when?
Oh, many years ago, Speed. In the old days when blackbirding was common in these waters.
Blackbirding? Slave runners, Speed. Used to Shanghai poor blacks in Africa, pack them in the holds of ships, and carry them away to be sold to the highest bidder.
Gee, that's awful.
It was a very terrible, Speed. And these blackbirders work hand in hand with the pirates that once infested the waters along the African coast.
Yeah?
From this island, the sea, as a rule, can be carefully scanned.
Oh.
A ship can be seen some distance at sea, and the pirates used to come up here from the Whispering Cave to see if any of the king's navy was in sight. If not, they waved the blackbird as a signal to carry their sorry cargo on through.
Golly, what a story! To think that pirates were really here on Madeira.
Boy, there's something a lot worse than pirates running around this little old island right now. Something with a powerful rifle with a telescopic rangefinder, and he's out to get us.
Wait a minute.
What, Clint?
You mentioned a whispering cave, Felipa.
Which is just the old fire at the base. A great cave on the other side of the island, in which at low tide, the winds flow through, making a whispering sound which has given it its name.
I see.
In the old days, it was thought to be haunted by evil spirits which gave the pirates the privacy they desired. Even now, fewer people care to visit the cave because of its old, bad reputation. And then, too, it is dangerous. The tides have trapped many explorers in the past years.
And you said this cave is at the base of the trail that leads to the knoll?
Yes.
Then we found the murderer.
In the Whispering Cave?
Yes, I'm sure of it. And if we move fast, we may catch him there. Which is the quickest way to reach there, Fidiva? Overland or by boat?
Why don't we fly there, Clint?
They'd spot us in a minute, Steve. And be able to get away before we could land or get to shore.
Oh, yes, and we don't know how many are in the gang either. I would recommend my fast launch, Mr. Barlow. It is large enough to carry as many guns and men as you might wish and is the fastest boat in these waters.
What about landing?
A point of land juts out into deep water just before we are sight the Whispering Cave. I can bring the boat alongside this point and we can land from there without any trouble. The water is very quiet at this particular point.
Well, boy, this is going to be exciting.
It's going to be a deadly business, Steve. We're up against one killer that we know of. And there might be many more like him in that cave.
How many men do you want, Mr. Barlow?
None, thank you. But yourself, of course. We'll get some tear gas bombs from the plane, and these, with our guns, will be enough to round up this bunch of rats, I believe.
Yeah. Too many men, too much confusion, and rats can slip away through mighty small holes.
Very well, shall we go?
Yes. First to our plane, then to your launch, then to Whispering Cave, as quickly as we can get there.
This is a swell boat, Clint. Reminds me of the launches of the secret police.
Yes, I never thought we'd find anything like this in Madeira. Mr. Felipe should be congratulated. No wonder there's no crime on the island.
He's only octopus gang got here.
They're only here because we're here, see? Dogs on them.
How much farther is it, Mr. Felipe?
Oh, you can see our landing point straight ahead.
Won't the killer be able to hear our motors?
No, no. Not if he is in the cave, Speed. You can hear nothing in there but the whispering when the tide is low.
Well, how is it now?
Low. But I believe it is near the change.
Is it possible to remain in safety in the cave when the tide is high, Felipe?
Oh, yes. There is plenty of room above the tide line. But the danger lies in getting caught going in or coming out of the cave when the tide starts running.
We would arrive near the time of change. We never would miss a swell opportunity like that. Do everything the hard way. Yeah, that's a...
Oh, quiet.
Who's going to stay with the boat, Clint?
You are, Steve.
Me? Oh, no, Clint. Please, let me go with you into the cave.
No, no. Someone must stay with the boat, Steve, and you're the logical one.
Oh, but Mr. Barlow, has he ever handled a launch like this one?
Oh, yes. I'd like you to come with Smiley and me, since you're the only one of us who knows the interior of the Whispering Cave. And we must be prepared to attack once we enter it. I don't want to go wandering off onto any blind trail.
Of course.
Well, here we are. Be sure and stay real close to this point of land, Speed. We might want to climb aboard in an awful hurry.
You needn't worry about me, Smiley. I only wish I could go with you fellas. Nothing as sitting out here in a boat when you might be capturing octopus gangsters in a pirate cave.
Guarding this boat is just as important, Steve. Let's see now. Have we got everything?
Guns, tear gas bombs, emergency rations, and flashlights. Yep, reckon we have.
Let's go, then. And, Speed, if you run into any trouble out here, give us 2 shots as a signal, and we'll come to help you.
Okay, Clint. So long, and good luck.
Thanks, fella. All right, Boris.
Now, be careful, everybody, and watch your footing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fall into that water. Looks plenty deep, and I'll bet there's some mighty hungry sharks just hanging around.
Oh, quit worrying about the fish and come on. We don't want to waste any time reaching that cave.
And be careful as we approach the mouth of the cave. The rocks are very, very slippery.
When are we going to see this here cave?
After we pass that jut of rock.
Wait a minute. Let me reconnoiter first. To make sure there's no one on the lookout.
Oh, very well.
You know, I don't like this place. Kind of spooky, don't you think?
No, I don't think it's spooky.
Oh.
Look out. Here we are at the jut of the rock. Now, let me take a look. It's all clear. Come ahead. But keep your eyes open.
So that's the cave. Mighty small entrance, ain't it?
I guess now you can realize why high tide closes it entirely.
I don't like the looks of anything around here. Clint.
What?
There's something moving in the mouth of that cave. Someone's coming out.
Down on your faces. If they see us, we're done for.